You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to Smart Sex, Smart Love. We're talking about sex goes beyond the taboos, and talking about love goes beyond the honeymoon. I'm Dr. Joe Court. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome back, everyone. This is part two of our financial domination episode from last week. And it's also called FinDom, when turning over one's money is a turn-on. Many men and women have discovered that being forced, quote unquote, forced to pay someone to verbally abuse and command them to perform degrading tasks can be sexually satisfying. My guest this week is FinDom Master Judas Christ has found that there seems to be no shortage of people who long to be dominated, humiliated, and relieved of their money. Judas, a.k.a. Demon Daddy, from Portugal, has made his mark with these consensual human ATM kink transactions. Experienced in online FinDom, Judas is a moderator at a male-to-male FinDom website, masterscash.com. We're also going to be joined this week, too, by Jess, a female who has going to talk about her experience with dominating men, being a FinDom herself with men, FinSubs, they're called. Welcome, Judas, and welcome, Jess.
Hello.
Hello.
Let me ask you both this question. Let's just start out right away. How is this different than sex work, prostitution, or escorting?
There's no sex involved.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's no actual sex.
Under any circumstances, there's no sex or talk about sex. I mean, there's talk about denial of sex, like you're never going to have it, but never, ever, ever anything that has to do with sex.
Then why would somebody want this if you're never going to put out?
I think I've decided
they like that part.
They do.
Yeah.
They like being denied is what it
is.
They like being shamed. They enjoy the feeling of feeling bad about themselves. Instead of feeling bad about themselves, it's a turn on for them.
Yeah.
Psychology is a finicky thing, right?
Yeah, right.
So.
And you've had this too, Judas?
Oh, yeah, obviously. Again, if everyone listened to part one, I'm a straight cash master. Or a FinDom, a male FinDom.
Yep.
So they want the unattainable. They never get the sex. That will never happen. So
they never see you naked even.
No, it's part of the allure, actually, is the fact that you're never going to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then there's people that actually do it while they do the FinDom thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that, I wouldn't call it straight FinDom. Not straight as in sexual orientation, not that. But I wouldn't call it FinDom only. Then there's some kind of like exchange of services. But when it's only pure FinDom and when the obviously I don't deliver something but the sub is denied of it, then there's no sex, right?
You know, I got to tell you guys, I can just hear therapists saying, well, then why would they want to be denied and the shame and the feel bad about themselves, as Jess said. And what we know, I know this, is it's their kink. It turns them on. It's not real. You're not really rejecting them.
No.
No.
You're saying denying them.
Exactly.
Right.
It's an agreed upon thing. That's why they're coming to you, is for that purpose, for you to deny them. And they're trying and they're trying and they know they're never going to get it. And there's something about that that is enjoyable for them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge community with all about caging someone's penis.
Okay. You got to define that. All right. So you both know about caging someone's penis.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, no. What is it? Tell us.
No, I want to hear about her because it's more.
Okay. So I did have a submissive that
I knew it.
We were very, very, very. We're still friends now. I've known him for 15 years. You know. So anyway, he was my sub and would just give me money, and we would go out to lunch, and then he would pay my rent or give me money for that. Or whatever, and you know, we would hang out, drink wine, never have sex, anything like that. So later on, probably about 2 years after we had been in like the, you know, dominant and sub relationship, which isn't an actual boyfriend girlfriend relationship, just so we're clear.
That's good to know.
Yeah, it's more of a transactional relationship with a purpose. Purpose for me, money. Purpose for him, shame.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway,
erotic
so
erotic shame.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
He had asked me to put him into a what are they called? I can't think of it right now.
The cages? You mean the... Judas, what are they called?
Yeah, it's like a contraption that goes around your, like, balls that
they're
hooks
called,
onto
they're
your...
called a, yeah, cock cage. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, that, there's not other name for it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it goes around, you know, your boys, and then it blocks your penis into
exactly.
this little cage to where you can't get an erection. So
yes, it cages the penis.
It's like this thing that goes around your penis, but there's, mm-hmm. you know, it's sanitary enough. Like, you have the end of it, the head of it basically, like, comes out a little bit, and that's mm-hmm. where you urinate from. So you're not peeing all over this thing. But it's also stopping your penis from getting an erection.
What if you get one, though? Can't that hurt?
Well, yeah, that's the point.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And so that's part of the point. And then the other point is, well, I can't please myself until you let me out of this. So it's a whole control
yep.
thing,
ah,
right?
Yes.
So it's, okay, well, you're grounded from playing with your penis until I come back and release you from this thing. And then, you know, you can do whatever you want with it until... we cage it again.
And they have to pay you
exactly.
for this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is all.
Yeah.
Now, they do.
You can hold the key.
Right. So
the
I had the key on my keychain.
What if you go to the airport?
Well, I mean, I wasn't flying anywhere, but I'm sure I would have put it somewhere safe.
No, I meant him. I got to go through the metal detector.
I mean, best not to fly then.
To be on a safe part, always have two keys.
Oh, all right.
If I have to have someone's key, I'll let them have a key if they're far away. If they're close enough, I'll have the key somewhere else. But I'll always try to have two keys because I'll never know, you know? I mean, if I lose that, I have to go someplace to have it.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good for him, but then it's a free session, you know?
Oh, yeah. He did not have a copy. So, but he's close. We're 20 minutes away from one another.
I mean, I do.
They could, just in case something happened, you know, an emergency situation, you need to let the beast out or whatever.
It's like you own him.
Oh, yeah. It's exactly what it is. That's all it was about was ownership, him being mine, him paying me for him to be mine, even though he wasn't mine, but he was trying to be as much of mine as he could.
Yeah. Okay. So I just learned from this. I mean, I've heard of this, but I didn't know it was to keep the guy small. So the penis stays flat.
It was to stop an erection.
Yeah. I knew.
Obviously, the smaller the penis, the better for the humiliation value.
Right. Exactly.
Because he feels like his penis is so small, then you can make fun of it.
Yeah. And then you're sitting there looking at it and you're fixing this thing to it. And, you know,
it's just,
you're
it's,
making
it's
fun
just
of it, saying,
per
oh,
se,
what a small dick you have.
I mean, it's a cage on a dick. So it's just funny, per se, if you see it.
Yeah.
Or weird. But it's funny for me.
And they enjoy, you enjoy laughing at it.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was
fun.
The laughing part is actually fun.
Well,
why?
Really fun. And to know that I'm not going to break him because I'm, you know, making fun of a small penis, like he wants me to do that.
Yeah.
So when you can do something like that, and you know you're not hurting somebody, it makes
it more
enjoyable.
Mostly I like it because I want to go really far and I want to see how much they like it.
Okay, so you're really, you laugh
more. I get off on the pain value or the emotional pain value, knowing it's well received on the other half, so I can go even further on, right?
Yes, that's so important that every time you say that people understand, you know, that aren't in the scene.
That's why I'm trying to be really, really assertive about my words.
Yeah, no, you're good. No, you're good. But I want people to know that the pain that the person feels and the shame and being laughed at, they may even cry. They like it, right?
Yeah, that's the whole point of doing this. That's what they
want. At any point, I mean, they can, right? If they have a key at their, if they're not stupid enough to send only one key,
right?
Because then there's human. Obviously, you need to have some type of limits yourself, right? I wouldn't send a key if I would have my little penis caged. I wouldn't send a key, only one key to someone. I would always have a key to myself, even if I wouldn't say it to the Dom. I would have it just in case if I want to run, if I want to out of it,
right.
I will just have out of it because it shouldn't really be 24/7. So if he want out of it or if he doesn't really agree to it, it should be able to stop it.
I would tell you, the only thing I disagree with, because you said that in the last one, I think if somebody wants 24/7 and they have the money and the time and the ability, I don't have a problem with that. You know, I don't think that that's pathology necessarily.
I mean, I don't either. I don't have a problem because I do it with some. The ones I own, I talk to every day and almost – like in the morning and afternoon and then at the noon if I don't talk to them more.
Mm-hmm.
So I do own people.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes with a huge responsible part. Mm-hmm. Like I can't really disappear just like that because I have people that are always looking up to me or asking for advice or really just expecting me to tell him to go pee, to tell him to go weed, to there's a lot of control involving this.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what kind of control? Like, so they have to ask permission to you to pee, to eat?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do that when they really want control. They have to put it on notes. Okay. When they eat, when they pee, when they spend any type of money. They have to ask when they want to spend money. Normally, I have control of their account, so I'll see it.
How do you have control? Do you mind saying what like they, how do they give
they
you?
Normally, they don't, to not have real control, to not be inside an account.
Yeah.
I could either control someone else's computer with TeamViewer or AnyDesk. That's two types of software that are used to remotely control a computer.
With their permission. But I want to make sure everyone hears
permission.
That. Yes. They have
obviously,
given you.
They need to send me the code.
Yes.
First the ID and then the password. So it's always permitted. But again, if I don't want to do that and I found myself doing more this instead of that, I have them having all their paying apps sending me notifications in the email. So I don't really have control, but I have control of what goes in and comes out.
Okay. And they give you that control. So they tell you.
It. Yeah. So I can see it.
So right? What about?
So they spend $5 and I see it.
Okay. And why? Why is that important to them? How does that turn them on that you see all their spending?
That turns them on because they want to be budgeted. The thing about money and the financial control is that mostly they want me to control all their money. There's a lot of people that say this and then don't really get to do it. It's just, again, to get off. And then they just probably either are caught or don't have the time or just don't really want to go through it. But then there are people that really do it, like have a weekly fee, right? On Friday, normally it's Friday fat tax on Master's Cash. So every sub pays their tax for being a fag.
Mm-hmm.
So they pay their taxes to the dom they want to.
Yep.
Again, the ones I own pay their taxes to me. And I have them doing it either weekly or monthly.
And they enjoy this and they're getting off on this. And you said you're not getting off on them. You're getting off on the experience of doing this to them, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting off of the total control of someone, on having real control over someone's life, over someone's routines, because that will mold them if it is done properly and with time.
Yeah. So you like being looked up to. Looked at as the alpha in their life.
Exactly. And I try to do my best to try to motivate them. And this is weird for most people because FinDom can be done right. This can be done in a way of acceptance. I can make someone really accept themselves as I let them accept all this like supposed dark and twisted images they have or desires they have. They're not twisted. If they're not doing any harm to anyone, and if there's nothing wrong about it legally, they're not doing anything wrong.
Right.
And if they're not doing anything wrong, it should be normalized. So they should feel good about it.
It's very therapeutic. I always tell therapists, it's like children doing play therapy. This is play therapy and very therapeutic for people.
Yeah.
It is, and actually one of the sub that I was just speaking about, he had a really bad history with dating the wrong women that got him in a lot of trouble and screwed him over royally. Mm. And it was just because he was so submissive. So during that time, it also kept him away from that because you're controlling that part, and it's like, oh, okay. So if you meet somebody, then you're like, oh, well, what about her? And I mean, it can get to a level where you're like, no, don't date her. She's not going to be good for you. Go and see this other person.
I love that.
What about this person? So I know you would think it would be irresponsible to give control over someone else's decisions to another person. But if you're making poor decisions and you're prone to doing that, it's actually a good thing. And you're going to end up being a better person because of it.
Well, now it sounds like my job, right? I'm a therapist. People pay me and I give them this advice. I guess in some ways I'm a fun fin dom.
You are.
A life coach sometimes, and I'm being honest about it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But you know what I love about what Jess just said? This is really good. This submissive guy is meeting all the wrong women and they're taking advantage of him.
Right.
But he doesn't get off on that, does he?
No. He gets off on – what is – he gets off on not getting actually hurt, but the role playing of being treated like crap.
Right.
You know?
So he meets you and you're intentionally doing it, but you're responsibly doing it so differently than these other women.
No, it's not to hurt him or to, I mean, obviously it's to get monetary things, which was the same thing that they were doing, but it's in a different manner. It's, I actually care about him. You know, we've been friends for 15 years now, and this was years ago. So
you didn't get off on it?
Oh, of course I did.
Oh, you did?
Do you know how fun it is to like have somebody come to you and expect you to give them answers? And,
no one has no idea.
It is a high. It definitely is a high.
Okay. Sexual?
And I mean, it's mental. It's mental.
Okay. Like what Judas was saying.
Yeah, exactly. So it's definitely a mental high. And, you know, there's something that just makes you feel good about having control over somebody else, but in a responsible way. It's not detrimental to that person. It's a give and take in the end. So granted, you're the dom, but you're also giving.
Right.
So everyone's giving, everyone's taking.
What about safe words, you guys? How do you do that?
Well, I mean, for financial dom, I don't really... I mean, I'm communicating with them, so I personally don't have one.
It goes down.
I don't know if other people do.
Yeah. Huh? What, Judas?
Either they run away because they're the one sending.
Oh, right.
Again, we're not controlling it. We're not like pressing a button and pew, it comes out money. No, it's not like that. We have to work it, talk to them, and say, now send, either by rounds or having wheels to like Wheel of Fortune to see how much they send.
Oh, wait,
there's
a lot
of weight.
Wait. People won't know what that is. There's a cash wheel, right, that you spin.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Just making a Wheel of Fortune, right? The Wheel of Fortune that has certain values and it randomly picks one.
Yes, and then they have to pay.
It can be used as a cash wheel. Yeah, they have to pay, or they have to pay and do a certain task, or they just have to do the task, or they like it. It's a playable thing. Everyone can do whatever they want about with it. And it's really easy to set up, and it's a playful way of getting that. Again, even though I'm the one with my cell phone holding the wheel and clicking the button, and the other person is watching me through his webcam on the other side, I'm not the one clicking the button, clicking send, right? So he's the one. So there's no need for an actual safe word. Whenever he wants to stop, he stops it.
Yeah.
So it's really direct about it. And I normally even ask, should I take more? Should I take less? And it comes with the flow. Some send more, some send less, depending on what they have. And that's it.
What's the thing that has surprised you the most in doing this? Like you thought, oh my God, I didn't know that. That's very unusual to me.
First of all, the cages we talked about, I had no idea. I had no clue. And the abuse of paupers, the pauper abuse, I had no clue as well. Mm-hmm. I didn't knew also in the gay community, it's pretty common to stick something up your urethra to feel pleasure.
Yeah, sounding.
I had no clue that could be good for someone. Mm-hmm. Everything else related to BDSM or pain-related things wouldn't be that shocking, but that mostly. And then the just the thought of someone being actual property for someone. When I started and I joined Master's Cash, it was really weird to see the subs with the dom's names on chat. Like, imagine someone that's from me will be my dog. So Judas sub dog, for example. Mm-hmm. So I'm on chat. There's a dog. There's a guy, a person typing in chat, bark, 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 while someone else will wait to give him permission and then makes him send money. Mm. And to see the person's doing it and then see them actually come on and they actually disguised as an animal, normally in latex or leather, as dogs. And like that really happening, not really being just the thing they talked about, really happening in my front, really, really amazed me at the time. Mm-hmm. And all that kind of things, I'm amazed every single time I come on or I come online, because there's always something new.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always someone that don't know what they are into, or that they know that what they are into, and it's really weird and common to them, or really, really normal, but then yet again, it's a really shocking thing the most.
Right, but and they're getting aroused by the whole thing, and it's the money that's erotic, but then there's the humiliation and the power trip and the surrendering and all the stuff and yeah. the unexpected. I'm
Again,
sure.
I would consider myself a sex worker to a degree because mm-hmm. I work around sex. I work around the idea of sex, even if it is denying it, right? Or if it is telling someone that I won't do it or that I would like rape their wallets or something like that.
Yeah.
So there's always some type of tension.
I really love that. What you just said. You're a sex worker, even when it's about denying someone sex, it makes so much sense. Because for that person, not you, but for the other person, it's sexual for them. But there's no exchange of sex. There's no genitals. You never show yourself, right? You don't pull your penis out. You don't nope. have. Right. You're just nope. there dressed. They may, right? The other person might.
Yeah.
Or no.
Yeah. No, normally I want them to. Normally yeah. I want them to. I want them naked.
Mm-hmm. Why?
And I'll make them mark themselves with things.
Somebody might
have you ever been totally naked in front of someone that you don't want to be naked in front of?
Okay. Yeah. So the humiliation.
It's not a good feeling. It's used in prisons to make people uncomfortable and to torture them.
It's when you're most vulnerable.
You're most vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that makes sense because I was going to say, Judith, some people may say, you want them to get naked. Come on, you're gay. You're just denying it. Now, you're saying.
No, I don't want. I want them to get naked because I want them to feel vulnerable. They can't hide anything.
Right.
Even if they have a large penis, it doesn't really matter. They're naked because I told them to get naked.
And they're on
camera.
And
they'll do whatever I want to.
Right. So
from that point on, mm-hmm. they get aroused in it.
Right. And
they're naked.
And the risk is you're not going to do this, right? But the risk is you could be recording them. You could take pictures. It's vulnerable.
Yeah, obviously.
Right.
It is.
And they probably enjoy that.
Even if it's not me, someone else could be.
Oh, that's true.
If it's not a one-on-one session, if it is online, mm-hmm. they're on Master's Cache. Because there's a chat room with webcams there. So we normally live chat throughout the day. So there's a lot of things going on there. And we see a lot of things.
Yeah, it's all virtual.
Normally, everything is consented. Obviously, everything is consented. They're yes. there because they want to. They're not obliged to be there.
Right.
And there's not someone pointing a gun at them and saying, go there and do that. No, that doesn't happen. So it's consented, but again, they want to be coerced to it. They want to be forced into it.
Yeah. They want to feel forced.
So it's a consensual, not consent thing.
Yes.
So this is a thing.
Consensual, non-consent. We've talked about another podcast too, is I'm consenting wonderful. For you to do whatever you want to me. And, but
exactly.
it's still my consent.
That's a huge part of it.
Yes. So there can be a surprise element, which in sex anyways, and just even vanilla sex, the element of surprise, the element of not knowing is erotic. So why wouldn't it be in kink, BDSM, FinDom, you know?
Exactly, exactly.
So what if we've got to wrap up. Would either of you be willing to share some final thoughts of something we didn't cover and you thought, you know, people should also hear this too?
First of all, I don't think that no one should enter this in order to get free easy money or easy cash because mm-hmm. It's not as easy as it seems. Go ahead and try to make an account. You may be pretty and get a lot of followers, but yet again, the people that actually will pay you will not be that high. And you should always do it responsibly because even though there are a lot of people that do it in a consensual way, obviously there's a lot of people that are after self-destruction, that are after someone else to take the blame or just to them not feeling the blame for destroying themselves financially.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be an act always done in a responsible way and always seeing people as people.
Thank you, Judas. How about you, Jess? What would you?
Exactly what he said. Especially don't get into it just for money. I sort of fell into it and money kind of came with it. So, but I mean, if somebody gives you enough power to be in control of their mind, don't, you know, take advantage of that. Be very careful with that because regardless, people are kind of fragile. So don't break them. Please mm-hmm. be careful.
Thank you.
And play responsibly.
Right. Play responsibly, of course, definitely in all this. All right. So, Judas, again, tell us where people can find you because they're going to want to, if after listening to this, they may want to talk with you.
Oh, yes. Wonderful. They can find me on Twitter @DemonDaddyJudas. They could also find me on Instagram at rotten.sick.fvck.
Sorry.
Again, yeah, it's like that. I can say the word because yeah, it right. won't really. It's like that with a V.
Yeah.
They can also find me at masterscash.com. I'm normally on live cam every day there as I moderate the web chat. And on Skype as well. My email will be on text.
Awesome podcast. Thank you so much, Judas and Jess, for doing this because this is taboo and people need to know about it. And I'm glad we had this chance.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Smart Sex, Smart Love. I'm Dr. Joe Court, and you can find me on joecourt.com. That's joekort.com. See you next time.